I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello. Hello.
Dirty Work Wednesday. Let's see Morning Zoo.
I have a little problem.
Must be out of your mind.
Call 473-104.5.
I almost didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it, and I'm so glad I did.
What's the worst that could happen?
All right, Dirty Work Wednesday's on the air. 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
This is Brad.
Hey, Brad, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
So, I'm dating this girl who I really like. Her name's Jamie. And so this past weekend, I go over to her apartment for the first time because she wanted to make dinner and just kind of chill out and watch football with me, which I thought was awesome, right? So
yeah.
I get over there, and she introduces me to her roommate, Alicia. So she says hi, she grabs some stuff, and then she tells Jamie that she'll see her tomorrow. And I'm thinking, okay, she's going over to a friend's house to spend the night, which that gets me thinking maybe Jamie asked her for privacy, which makes me even more excited, because now I'm thinking, you know, maybe tonight's the night we finally have sex, right?
All right, then. Bye, Alicia.
Well, except before she leaves, and Jamie's in the bathroom at this point, by the way, this girl, Alicia, gets to the front door, and she turns around and says to me in this really quiet voice, "You don't remember me, do you?" And I'm like, I'm sorry, what? And then she goes, "You don't remember me, do you?"
Biggest nightmare. That's my biggest freaking nightmare right there.
Right? So I'm like, yeah, I remember you, which is a total lie. And she looks at me and she goes, "Well, I won't say anything if you don't." And then she kind of like lets out this laugh as she shuts the door.
Oh, my God. How creepy is that?
When she laughed, did it sound like this?
Yeah, maybe she was a witch.
No, it was like this ugly, quiet laugh.
Okay. But it was definitely evil, like the fruits of the devil.
I don't know, man. It just bothered me for the rest of the night.
Okay. So that was when? What day was that?
Saturday night. It was the night of the Alabama-Georgia game.
Okay, and to this point, you haven't heard anything about it from either of them? Like, your girlfriend didn't say, "Hey, so my roommate told me about the thing."
Nope, and I even brought it up with her a couple of times. I texted her this week, and I was like, "So I hope your roommate wasn't mad at me for coming over." And then Jamie's like, "No, she was fine." And then later on, I'm like, "Did she say anything about me?" And she's like, "No."
Okay.
So if you had to guess what she was talking about, what do you think it was?
Well, I mean, that's it. I have no idea at all.
So there's no chance that maybe you and her one night, you met at a bar, you got drunk, you ended up sleeping with each other?
Not a chance.
Okay.
She's probably a really nice girl, but she's not anything close to my type.
So there's no chance you slept with her?
No chance.
Okay.
I wonder if maybe she had a friend you slept with. Like, maybe she walked in on you with her or something.
Yeah, well, whatever it was, it sounds sinister. Like, the whole, "I won't tell if you won't tell" part.
Yeah.
That sounds like either you robbed a bank together or you did it with each other in a porta potty at a Florida Georgia Line concert.
Well, I've never robbed a bank, and I don't really like country music. So
you'd like to know what it is that you supposedly did with this Alicia girl, and you'd like to find out before her roommate does.
Yes, please, because if it's really bad, I don't know if I can ever go back over there when she's around.
Right. Okay, so we can find out for you. There's two things we need to get around first, though. First of all, can you be sneaky enough to get her phone number for us, the roommate?
Yeah, I guess I can get it from Jamie, but, I mean, she's going to ask me why I want it.
Just tell her that you want, like, Christmas shopping advice or something, you know, sweet to get for her, and you thought her roommate could help.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, we've done this before. Now, the second thing is, this is kind of big. Whatever we get her to tell us, it's going to be on the radio. So, I mean, if you really did rob a bank or really did make love in a porta potty at a Florida Georgia Line concert, everyone's going to hear about it.
Oh, yeah, I guess I didn't really think about that part.
However, I mean, how many people know who you actually are? I mean, all we even know at this point is that you're a dude named Brad. That's it. So you are still pretty anonymous in a sea of Brads at this point. So, look, send the text, get us the number. We'll call Alicia when we come back.
We got her number, right?
Yeah, we do.
All right, so we're about to call Alicia. This is the roommate.
What we're going to do is we're going to tell her that we had already talked to Brad, and he told us the story of how they knew each other before. And then we're going to ask her, what's your side of this whole thing? Maybe we can get the story out of her that way, and let's put Brad on, but tell him before you put him on to keep quiet.
Be quiet.
Yeah, yep, thank you.
All right. Go.
I honestly, if it wasn't them sleeping together, like I said before, unless there we go, unless they robbed a bank or something together, I don't know what this could have been.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Alicia, please?
This is Alicia.
Hey, Alicia, this is the Z Morning Zoo Radio Show. Nick, Ashley, and Shaggy on Z104. How are you this morning?
Hi. Hey, guys. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, wow. All right. Great. I'm glad to hear you're awake.
We're great.
We don't know. Have you had a chance to listen to the show this morning yet?
I haven't really. I work from home right now. I'm not really essential or whatever. So my living room is my office.
Okay.
But I really miss listening to you guys every morning on the way to work.
Oh, that's nice. We miss you too. So here's what we've been talking about this morning. We said, what's the most awkward moment you've ever had on a date? And so we got a call from Brad, who is dating your roommate, Jamie. And Brad told us about how you guys knew each other from before and how you both promised you would keep it a secret. And we had to call you because I have to say, I thought that was super cool that you agreed to just keep the whole thing to yourselves.
I mean, I'm sure it wasn't his proudest moment, for sure, and I wasn't exactly innocent either, so.
Well, that's funny. You say he definitely used those exact words, not my proudest moment. So we heard the story from his perspective, but we would love to hear it from yours as well. So take us to the beginning of the story, if you don't mind.
Okay, well, I don't know where he started the story. Was it at the party?
Yes, it was at the party.
Okay, so a mutual friend of ours was having a Halloween party, and this was obviously a few years ago before the quarantine and everything else. I think it was probably 4 years ago.
Yeah, he said it was 4 or 5 years ago. He couldn't remember either.
So anyways, he comes to this costume party covered in green body paint, dressed like the Hulk. And I was really into him the whole night anyway because he had this incredible body. So we keep running into each other, and he probably told you that I was dressed up as Hermione from Harry Potter. And he keeps whispering in my ear about how he has all these fantasies about having sex with Hermione. I guess it was always a fantasy or something. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's a school uniform thing.
I guess.
But at the end of the night, I tell him I'm going back to my apartment. And if he wanted anything to happen, he'd have to follow me. So he did.
Okay. So far, your stories match up.
So we get back to my apartment. And at the time, I was married still. And my husband was working nights at a warehouse for FedEx. So he was gone. And every once in a while, there would be a night where he would finish early. And then he'd come home a little bit early. But it was probably once a month.
Oh, God.
So we get back to my apartment, and we decide we're definitely having sex, but I tell him he has to wash off all the green paint because I am not trying to wash the bed sheets covered in green body paint.
Okay.
He jumps into the shower, and I'm still in bed, still in the costume because he told me to leave it on. He walks out of the shower, butt naked, comes into my room, and we hear keys in the front door. It's my husband. I live on the first floor. So we open the window and we start punching out the screen. And finally, the whole thing pops out. He jumps out the window completely naked, and I throw his clothes out the window, and he runs through the parking lot all the way to his car, butt naked.
So, all right, so what happened with your husband? Did he catch you?
Well, luckily, he went to the kitchen first, got a drink, and then he comes into the bedroom, and I tell him, I just got back from Carrie's party. I think someone tried to break in while I was gone because the screen has popped out.
What? That's quick thinking. So what did he do?
He starts looking around the apartment to see if anything was missing. And I told him I already checked. And everything looked fine. And then he tells me that we need to file a police report. And I'm like, well, nothing was missing. And the window was never opened because I made sure it was locked. So I convinced him not to call.
Wow. Okay. So that's your version of the story. Okay. Wow. Great story. So yeah, that's pretty much what he said too. Now, do you ever plan on telling your roommate any of this?
I mean, if he ever decides that he wants to tell her, that's fine. But I don't plan to.
Okay. I gotcha. Well, listen, thanks for sharing your side of this awesome story.
Yep. No problem.
All right. Have a good day today. Okay.
Yep. You too.
Okay, so, all right, so you were sort of right there, Brad. Technically, you never slept with her.
Oh, my God. You guys, I cannot believe that that's the same person. I mean, not to be rude or anything, but she looks a lot different now.
You mean without the schoolgirl uniform and the magic wand?
No, I mean, she's a lot bigger than I remember. Like, I'm not trying to sound like a jerk, but she looks way different now.
So her story was real, though. This did happen.
Yes, unfortunately it did.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, she looked way different.
Yeah, yes, you have mentioned that. So that's why you don't remember her, though.
I guess so, yeah.
Can I give you a piece of advice, Britt? Next time you see her, don't tell her she looks way different than you remember.
Oh, yeah. I don't plan on bringing it up ever again, to be honest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.